On February 25th at Memorial Hall, Dayton History will host Fight Night, an evening of boxing. Muhammad Ali, Jack Dempsey, and other boxing legends have battled it out inside the hall, and this event keeps that tradition alive. To get the details, we spoke with Jeff Brown, founder of the Brown Institute of Martial Arts in Centerville, who's been training the athletes for their fights.
We've been in business now for 25 years. I'm pretty excited about that. And we do offer 50 classes a week in five different curriculums of martial arts, including Muay Thai and Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Southeast Asian martial arts, traditional martial arts, combatives, and self-defense training.
Did you get into martial arts as a young boy?
I certainly did. My father was a naval officer, and we moved around a lot, so he always enrolled me in a different martial arts school. I've been doing martial arts since I was 5 years old.
We've got the Dayton History Fight Night on Saturday, February 25th.
I'm so excited to be part of Dayton History. Dayton has a great big history of service, and Memorial Hall was really put together, I believe, after the end of the Civil War to commemorate the courage of all the soldiers and everything else, and to have a place, too, to have different events here in Dayton as it was a bustling town. And so the Dayton History took over Memorial Hall, and they're utilizing it now as a fundraiser to help preserve Dayton's history and culture, and many, many famous boxing matches actually took place there, including Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, other famous fighters, all fought in that particular place. So it's got a lot of history in this, which is really neat. So the fight's going to be on February the 25th, and I'm really excited, too, about the fighters that are doing it because they're all amateur guys. These are all people from local businesses and so on that were sponsored, and they've had to train pretty hard. And getting in front of 1,000 people or so and fighting is pretty scary stuff, so I think they got a lot of courage, and I'm very proud of all of them.
How long has the training been going on?
We started probably the end of December. It's usually mid-December, end of December. But, you know, trying to get people together and organized and committed to doing it, it's kind of hard to do, so Dayton History did a great job doing that. So I would say about 2 months.
So why are these men and women putting themselves in front of a crowd of 1,000 and letting themselves get beat up a little?
That's a very good question. Well, one is to pay tribute to I think the soldiers and what Memorial Hall is all about and what Dayton History is all about. But fighting can be a very cathartic experience. I mean, putting yourself out there and dealing with that adrenal gland response, someone's trying to knock your block off, and being able to maintain your emotional intensity and protect yourself and learn how to protect yourself is very intense, and I encourage everyone to do that, obviously. Yes.
What kind of changes have you seen people go through from the time they start training to the time they complete their match?
It is interesting. I really see a big increase in their self-confidence. At first, when they come in, they don't know what to expect. They don't want to get slapped around or beat up. But we have a really organized curriculum here. It's very safe. It's fun. Weight loss is a big part of it. I've seen people lose weight. I've seen them gain self-confidence and athleticism. And knowing that you know how to protect yourself is very empowering. Not like I'm going to walk around and threaten people by any means, but in fact, you have a real quiet assurance instead. Kind of like the saying, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Let's talk a little bit more about your organization. How many people are you training here currently?
I probably have approximately 150 students. We have both kids and adults curriculums throughout the day, and we're actually open 6 days a week. And we offer classes in five different curriculums. Fantastic children's program. But I'd say we got about 50% of my clients are adults, actually, which I think speaks a lot about the integrity of our art and how many champions we've produced and all the different systems we do.
And, Jeff, where can folks find out more information about this event, get tickets?
You can get tickets at Dayton History downtown at Carolyn Park, here at Brown Institute of Martial Arts. Tidal Boxing and Bricks Ice Company are all places that you can get tickets at. The website is DaytonFightNight.com, and, of course, you can probably go to the Dayton History website as well. You can get information about the Brown Institute at browninstitute.com, and we're located right here in Centerville. It's going to be a really exciting event because not only are these going to be great fights to watch, but it's got a 1920s flair. So everybody's kind of dressing up like it's the 1920s and so on. There's a cash bar. There's also going to be a band and a big party afterwards down in the basement, which is super, super fun. And there's food vendors and food trucks. It's a great event, a great place to bring a date and have a wonderful evening.
Great. Sounds like a great time. Again, that's the Dayton History Fight Night on Saturday, February 25th. Jeff Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kenny.